Chapter 7. Defeat at Ai. But the Israelites violated the ban. Achan, son of Carmi, son of Zerah, son of Zerah of the tribe of Judah, took goods that were under the ban, and the anger of the Lord flared up against the Israelites. Joshua next sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is near Bethel, on its eastern side, with instructions to go up and reconnoitre the land. When they had explored Ai, they returned to Joshua and advised, "Do not send all the people up. If only about 2,000 or 3,000 go up, they can overcome Ai. The enemy there are few. You need not call for an effort from all the people." About 3,000 of the people made the attack, but they were defeated by those at Ai, who killed some 36 of them. They pressed them back across the clearing in front of the city gate, till they broke ranks and defeated them finally on the descent, so that the confidence of the people melted away like water. Joshua, together with the elders of Israel, rent his garments and lay prostrate before the ark of the Lord until evening, and they threw dust on their heads. "Alas, O Lord God," Joshua prayed, "why did you ever allow this people to pass over the Jordan, delivering us into the power of the Amorites, that they might destroy us? Would that we had been content to dwell on the other side of the Jordan. Pray, Lord, what can I say, now that Israel has turned its back to its enemies? When the Canaanites and the other inhabitants of the land hear of it, they will close in around us, and efface our name from the earth. What will you do for your great name?" The Lord replied to Joshua, "Stand up. Why are you lying prostrate? Israel has sinned. They have violated the covenant which I enjoined on them. They have stealthily taken goods subject to the ban, and have deceitfully put them in their baggage. If the Israelites cannot stand up to their enemies, but must turn their back to them, it is because they are under the ban. I will not remain with you, unless you remove from among you whoever has incurred the ban. Rise, sanctify the people. Tell them to sanctify themselves before tomorrow, for the Lord, the God of Israel, says, 'You are under the ban, O Israel. You cannot stand up to your enemies until you remove from among you whoever has incurred the ban. In the morning, you must present yourselves by tribes. The tribe which the Lord designates shall come forward by clans. The clan which the Lord designates shall come forward by families. The family which the Lord designates shall come forward one by one. He who is designated as having incurred the ban shall be destroyed by fire with all that is his, because he has violated the covenant of the Lord and has committed a shameful crime in Israel." Achan's guilt and punishment. Early the next morning, Joshua had Israel come forward by tribes, and the tribe of Judah was designated. Then he had the clans of Judah come forward, and the clan of Zerah was designated. He had the clan of Zerah come forward by families, and Zabdi was designated. Finally, he had that family come forward one by one, and Achan, son of Carmi, son of Zabdi, son of Zerah of the tribe of Judah, was designated. Joshua said to Achan, "My son, give to the Lord, the God of Israel, glory and honor by telling me what you have done. Do not hide it from me." Achan answered Joshua, "I have indeed sinned against the Lord, the God of Israel. This is what I have done. Among the spoils, I saw a beautiful Babylonian mantle, 200 shekels of silver, and a bar of gold, 50 shekels in weight. In my greed, I took them. They are now hidden in the ground inside my tent, with the silver underneath." The messengers whom Joshua sends hastened to the tent, and found them hidden there with the silver underneath. They took them from the tent, brought them to Joshua and all the Israelites, and spread them out before the Lord. Then Joshua and all Israel took Achan, son of Zerah, with the silver, the mantle, and the bar of gold, and with his sons and daughters, his ox, his ass, and his sheep, his tent, and all his possessions, and led them off to the valley of Achor. Joshua said, "The Lord bring upon you today the misery with which you have afflicted us." And all Israel stoned him to death, and piled a great heap of stones over him, which remains to the present day. Then the anger of the Lord relented. That is why the place is called the Valley of Achor to this day.